Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Creating Change. This is Doug Foresta, and I'm so excited to have my guest today with me. My guest today is someone who's going to talk about the releasing your pain and finding your inner truth. And, you know, I think this is something that I certainly can relate to. I mean, one of the reasons I'm so excited about this episode is we're really talking about transforming emotions and transforming stuck things. And one of the things I found, and I'm wondering if you have found this as well, is that these emotions that we pick up pains and hurts from childhood and old wounds, and they don't sometimes go away. They stay with us. And so this episode really is all about how do you embrace those emotions? How do you release the pain that you might be carrying around, physical and emotional pain? And we'll talk about that connection. And then how do you find your inner truth? And my guest today is Deborah Granard. And I'll say a little bit about her. You're right on. So she is a gifted spiritual healer with a master's of divinity in spiritual healing and counseling. She focuses her practice on helping people heal the stress and underlying emotions that affect eating challenges and digestive dysfunction. She graduated from college 28 years ago with more than just a bachelor's degree, but also the incurable diseases of hypoglycemia, fibrocystic disease, and ulcerative colitis. She refused to let these illnesses ailments as a permanent part of her future. She embarked on a healing journey where she learned healing for the body, mind, heart, soul, and spirit. She helped start a University of Spiritual Healing in California and later founded Joyfully Living Wellness, the online home of her virtual private practice and transformational group programs. She's also co-founder of CCFL Global Academy, an online learning center dedicated to healing, uniting, and empowering parents and families. She teaches a 7-step transformational healing process, which has been called a recipe for enlightenment. This recipe moves her clients from feeling of being broken and needing to be fixed to the realization of inner beauty worthy of self-love, honor, and respect, a transformation that brings healing at all levels. And you can visit her at joyfullylivingwellness.com. That's joyfullylivingwellness.com and healthyfamilyrevolution.com. Deborah, welcome to Creating Change.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much. So let's start with the idea of, I know today we're talking about releasing pain. And of course, you know, pain is an emotion and one of the things in our society is that we don't really like emotions in some ways. And, you know, people say things like, stop being so emotional. And I'm curious about, why do you think that emotions get such a bad rap in our society?
Oh boy, they certainly do. You know, there's the fearful, it's like we fear the emotional person and we fear our own emotions. We have this idea that, you know, emotions are bad or wrong, somehow out of control. You know, if we allow ourselves to feel emotions, they're going to take us out of control into a state that is dangerous or harmful to ourselves or others. So we get really fearful about them. You know, we tend to admire the logical and the rational and the reasonable, you know, but a lot of times those are the things that take us away from feeling, you know, and so we tend to say, well, you know, if we are in touch with our feelings, that somehow makes us weak. You know, it makes us a weaker person if we are a person who is emotional or feeling. It's not revered in this country or in this society.
So what happens though when someone says, okay, well, I'm not going to get in touch with my emotions, I'm going to suppress them or push them down. What in your experience ends up happening?
Well, first off, emotions are meant to be in motion. Right? They're meant to be in movement and in flow. And we are, as human beings, every single human being has emotions, and we're meant to feel. And feeling, actually allowing ourselves to be with our feelings and be, you know, there's a lot of talk now about being emotional authenticity, to really be authentic and allow ourselves to have our feelings and to own them, actually takes courage, and it takes a lot of strength. But these emotions, you know, they can be really uncomfortable because we're taught to suppress them. We're taught that they're bad. So we try to suppress them. And as you mentioned earlier, we want to shove them down. And you mentioned in my bio that I focus my work on helping people to release the stress and emotions that affect eating habits and digestive disorders. Because when we shove them down, we end up shoving them into this soft, vulnerable underbelly that we have here, and they just get stuck. They get lodged in there. And so we tend to, it's like when we stuff them down, everything is energy, and emotions are energy. Just like we are all energy, everything is meant to be in motion. And when we shove them down and try to suppress them and keep them under control, it makes the energy stick, and it gets lodged into our belly. Our organs are just like sponges, and they take these emotions in and store them. And because we're holding them so tight, trying to control them and trying to not let them come out, then it literally, energetically and physically constricts the energy around those places where we're holding them.
And we use language like, I think about as you say that, you know, I think we use language like, you know, I have a gut feeling, or it just doesn't sit right in my, you know, in my stomach, or it doesn't sit right in my gut.
Mm-hmm. Or my stomach is worried, tied up in knots, you know?
Yeah, it's like, worried. You actually work with people, right, who have eating challenges or digestive problems related to their emotions. Is that correct?
I do, yes.
And can you say more about that? Like, yeah, how that connection?
Yes, because, you know, we tend to want to, you know, we shove things down into the belly, and then we disconnect from it because we think of it as dangerous or unsafe. And a lot of times the reason why they get shoved there in the first place is because we encounter something in our lives that is uncomfortable for us, right? Something that we don't know how to handle in the moment, you know, and it can be a trauma, or it can be, you know, something that startles or surprises when we're in too big of a hurry and we don't have time to deal with it. So we don't know what to do with it, and we shove it down, and it just gets held there. And, you know, which is like, it's okay if you can go back and deal with it later and release it. But most of us don't know how to do that. We're not, you know, trained to do that, or even in touch really with what's happening when we shove something in the gut. And so these things get lodged in the gut. And, you know, sometimes when something, then, you know, later on, we forget it's even there. And later on, we'll experience something or see something that will trigger that memory that we just shoved down there, right? Because we shove the memory, like a snapshot of the memory, into the tissues. And the tissue is just, you know, it's like the silicone of a computer. It just takes it in and stores it in a memory compartment. And then the heart is what actually feels the emotion, right? The heart feels the feelings. And when that emotion is uncomfortable, the heart will constrict around it. And all of that information gets associated with that picture that's stored in, you know, the liver or the stomach or the pancreas or, you know, or the small intestines or the colon, wherever we shove it into. And, you know, and then the mind actually is what will take over and say, okay, don't worry, I'm going to protect you, because the mind is hardwired to protect us. You know, our bodies are hardwired for protection. We're here for survival, right? So we feel this emotion. We shove this picture down. We associate that emotion with it. And then the mind says, okay, here's what we're going to do if this ever gets triggered again. And the mind knows, you know, how to implement all kinds of coping strategies and defense mechanisms so that when something comes along again and we see something again that will trigger that memory that's stored in that location in the gut, then the heart will constrict all over again. And the mind will say, okay, implement instruction set number 256,344. And so we'll go to, okay, go to the cupboard and grab a bag of cookies and begin eating and zone out in front of the television, you know? And so that becomes a coping strategy, a defense mechanism. And, you know, and then so the gut further constricts. We're putting in foods that, you know, are not necessarily giving us what we need and further disconnecting from what originally got stored there.
I think it's really important to hold that. I think a lot of times, you know, we think about these things like, you know, my heart hurts or things like that as metaphors, but it really, from what I hear you saying, it sounds like it's more than a metaphor. We have a physical reaction to storing and suppressing emotional hurts.
Absolutely.
What about for people that, you know, so many of us have had, you know, childhood wounds, and a lot of times I hear from people, you know, I don't think I can go back there. You know, if healing from pain means that I have to revisit, if I have to revisit things in my life that were so painful that I don't know that I can do that. How do you work with clients who might be resistant to the idea of revisiting childhood wounds and traumas?
Well, the good news is when you're working with straight up emotions and feelings, you don't have to go back into the story at all. The thing that is important in bringing healing to these places is, like we said, emotions are meant to be in motion. And what keeps them from being in motion, or what stops the motion of the emotion, is when we constrict them. And we constrict them when we judge them, we fear them, or we fear that someone else is going to judge them or judge us for being emotional, you know, make us wrong or bad or dangerous. Yeah. And so it's one of the things that can cause us to constrict and hold on to that emotion. But the truth is, And there are several other things I could talk about there as well. But just to answer this question, and then maybe we can go more into that, to answer this question, you don't have to relive it. If you will allow yourself permission to have emotions and to feel, and in a sense, let your heart have permission to feel what it feels and to be human and breathe through that emotion. I know I looked at your history. You work with people with creative, you know, expressing emotion through creativity. There are a number of ways where we can release emotions that will allow them to move and release the stuckness that will then return us to, it's like it allows that energy to move. It releases the stuckness. And when we're not holding that, like that wall, it's kind of like, you know, when emotions are meant to be in motion, like the waves of the ocean. And if we try to stop a wave from flowing onto the shore, that's sometimes how it can feel when we try to stop our emotions. And eventually that wave is going to well up and topple you over. And the emotions can do that too. And that's when they become scary and dangerous, is when we try to suppress them. But when we allow them their natural emotion, they'll flow onto the shore and then they'll flow back into the depth of the ocean. And the depth of the ocean, because your emotions come from your heart, and I can say more about where the emotions actually come from also, because they really come from a deep place within you. They come.
Can you say more about that? Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, say more about that. What do you mean by that they come from a deep place within us?
They come from a place inside of you, believe it or not, that that is your deepest inner truth, that knows what truth is and knows what love is. And I believe that we are spiritual beings that come onto this planet in these physical bodies for, you know, for a spiritual journey and to learn. I can tell you a story about a little girl that I have worked with. And this little girl at 6.5 years old, it's been a couple of years since that I've worked with her, but at 6.5 years old, she was a girl who, and still is, who remembers being born. She remembers being in the womb. She remembers before she came to the physical body and the planet. And she was telling her mom, now this is getting a little bit into the spiritual, and but this is, I believe, where the inner truths come from, you know, that we came in to these bodies as spiritual beings with a knowing of what love is, what truth is, and what safety means. And no matter what happens to us in our lives, I believe that that knowing stays intact within our beings, no matter what happens. But because as human beings, we are given this thing called free will, and as a human collective, prior to this whole experience, we accepted that we were going to come here and have free will and go on these journeys, that in order to use free will, we have to forget this place of being totally connected with this unconditional love that we knew coming in. So we have to go through this process of forgetting, most of us. And in that process of forgetting, that's where these things called emotions come into play, and it actually end up giving us very valuable information. Because, all right, let me tell you Zoe's story. Zoe remembers coming into the planet, and she was telling her mom that she liked being in the womb when her mommy was pregnant with her, because when she was in the womb, she could go back. Like if she got scared, she could go back and ask questions. And mom says, oh my gosh, you got scared. What happened? And she says, well, mom, you get to see everything. And mom's like, really? She's like, yep. They show you a movie of your whole life before you come here. Mom says, oh my gosh, it's scary. So, well, if you don't like it, can you change it? And she says, no, mom, it's not like that. You see, God has everything all worked out, and you have to come here because you have to learn things. It's like lessons. You have to learn lessons when you come here, and you can't change that. And she says, oh my gosh, well, do you remember the movie? And she says, no, mom, that would be like going on a treasure hunt when you already know the treasure.
Mm.
This is the words of a 6.5-year-old, and so how can you argue with that, right? So she's what she's saying there, and this is how I relate to it anyway, is that we come in with this knowing of what love is. And this has been my experience in healing too. It's like you in your deepest inner truth knows what unconditional love is, and it knows how it operates and what it looks like. And so on the inside, we come here and we're expecting that, but we're going through this whole process of forgetting, and we're usually in the hands of caretakers who have forgotten a lot longer than we have. But we still are, as we're viewing everything, we're beginning to view the world through human eyes and human senses and ears and mental perceptions and things. We're viewing through this humanity, and yet we still know the divinity inside. We have an expectation of, we expect to see love. We expect to see safety and truth. And when we see things in our environment that reflect something different from that, the heart constricts and we feel a discomfort. And that discomfort is what we call an emotion. But that emotion is actually just giving us information. And what it's saying is, okay, I just saw something out there that does not resonate with that thing that I know at the depths of my being to be love, to be truth, and to be safe. The deep inner truth is that place that you came from, and that, you know, that spiritual being that knows that it is made of divine love, unconditional love, and that connection with all that is, connection with a place beyond what we perceive with our human senses from our human bodies. It that is that place of truth. And that place of truth knows that everything is from love and of love. And love is what really matters. It's what we're here for. And it's what we're here to learn about. It's what we're here to experience. And it's what we're here to know in ourselves and in others. And you know, all of the things that we see around us, which are really reflections in a deep way. Yeah. So what the healing work actually helps people to do is to recognize when you have that emotion and you can allow yourself to feel it. It's like it's that doorway. It's that demarcation point. You can jump outside to that defense mechanism and that coping strategy, or you can just stay looping in a story that originally brought up that emotion for you. But you can also see that emotion as a doorway on the other side of it, on the inside. If you drop to the inside where you have your feelings, this will take you back deeper and deeper. You take it deeper in. It takes you back to that place that was expecting to see that some reflection of love. And so that place that expected that knows what that is. And it allows you to return to that place of knowing deep inside of yourself, which is your inner truth, that truth of your existence, which is that divine love and connection with divine love.
It reminds me of the quote by Marianne Williamson about how our biggest fear is not that we're inadequate, but that we're powerful beyond measure. Sense that, to me, what I love about this episode is really a great reminder of who we are. Because, like you said, we get stuck in the emotions. And I'd never thought of emotions as the importance of keeping them in motion. You know, I think that's a great takeaway to think about, you know, that keeping them in motion is a really great takeaway. What are some things, just can you give maybe a tip about what people can do in their everyday life to keep your emotions in motion?
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing is just to remember that emotions are a part of being human, and that they're like lights on a dashboard on a car. You know, they're just giving you information. And the thing that makes them dangerous is if we try to stop them when they're in motion and they don't want to be stopped. So, you know, when you allow them to flow, they'll flow, and you might feel a discomfort, but just let that be okay. Let that be information and step back and say, okay, what is this telling me? Breathe through it and just notice what you're aware of. And then that's like number one, what are you aware of, and just breathe through it. Let yourself glean the information from it. Number two would be, okay, now when you feel this, there's a lot of things that can come up. There's stories, right? And then there are facts about that story. But then there is how you're feeling. And the feeling is what's most important, because that's going to lead you to that inner expectation, which expected that love and truth and safety. And that is that's going to help you to really discern what's real for you. And so the step one was awareness. What are you aware of? Glean the information from it. Number two, discern. What is the story? What are the facts? And what is it that you're actually feeling? And number three, acceptance. Let it be okay. Accept yourself and know that this is just a sign that's telling you that love inside of yourself, that truth inside of yourself, is there saying, hey, I'm here for you to discover me, to rediscover me, so that I can be present, consciously present with you every day in your life. And then, you know, if you allow them to continue to move, to be in motion, and to speak to you, and express to you what it is that they're trying to say, you'll learn more about that place of inner truth that knows what love is and knows what's real.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for joining me today. And if people want to learn more about you, just real quickly, if you can give that URL again.
Sure.
What's the best way for
people
to learn about you?
Joyfullylivingwellness.com is the best place.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining me today on Creating Change.
Thank you, Doug.